Now I'd like to invite a member of the current squad to say a few words. 100 years ago, he would have been the heaviest and tallest player in the team. 50 years ago, he would have fitted readily into a team composed almost entirely of players born and bred in the city. Today, he's the exception in that regard, as he is in our book. We decided that we would not include profiles of the current squad because they still have history to make. But every rule has to have an exception, and we just couldn't bring ourselves to leave out the exceptional Andy Hazell.
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Gary called me probably a month ago now to do a speech to, obviously, ex-players and things like that. So you can imagine my initial answer when he first got up and said, can you do a speech? But since then, I thought about it. I thought, yeah, it will be quite good, actually, to let people know, actually, what the current squad actually make of the heritage and is it still there? I think for me personally, it's the beginning of every year. You know, I'll take this year for example, we have a meeting as soon as all the new players arrive, and that's players from all over the world today, as you see on a Saturday. We'll have a team meeting, and each one of those players will be told what it actually means to play for Gloucester. They'll be told that it's a club that demands honesty, passion, and if you don't play with that, then you won't be here long. It's not the sort of club the players are told where, you know, people just come for something to do on a Saturday afternoon to watch the rugby. The rugby is people's lives. So that is, from day one, sort of bred into the players, if you like. So that is still there. Going on into the season, I think with Brian Redpath, we've got an extremely passionate coach, and he knows what it means to Gloucester people and, you know, to play for Gloucester. So that is echoed through the season. And, you know, but every home game we have here, before we leave, he always mentions to us, but before we run out, this is King's Home above the door. So everybody's made to be aware of where we are playing. And for me, that is why we had such a great record at home for 2 years. Obviously, lost the last couple here. But I can assure you that we're working extremely hard to get Fortress King's Home back, if you like. I think apart from that, it's sort of down to the players to sort of govern. You know, I remember when I first turned up at Gloucester, there's a few of the players in the room here now who sort of bullied me, pushed me along, if you like, made me a better player. But right from when I turned up from day one, it was instilled in me that if you wear that shirt, you wear it with pride and you wear it with passion, and nothing else will do. So that for me is sort of given to me as sort of a Gloucester player, so I have to sort of pass that down to the players that are coming up now. And, you know, you've got likes of Charlie Sharples, Sean Knight, who's a young Gloucester prop coming through. They all know that tradition, and they have to pass it on as well. You only need to look at sort of someone like Terry Fanalua. You know, you can see that people like Andy Deacon, you know, Pete Glanville, that when they got to those people at the end, Terry was known Terry from Gloucester when he was actually from Samoa. So that's how much he was embraced by the club. So this is just a small speech just to let you know that the heritage is there, and it does mean a massive amount to the players that are playing. And one short story that I do just to stitch up Deeks is I remember when I first started sort of playing, I just managed to get a few England caps, and obviously my contracts got a bit better as they do. And I said, Deeks, oh, I'm looking to move now. And Deeks said, oh, are you? I said, yeah. And he said, oh, yeah, got a bit more money off you. And I was like, just a little bit, Deeks. So he said, he called me and he said, don't forget, you can't move to Cheltenham. I said, what do you mean, Deeks? He said, you move to Cheltenham, you go soft. So I was like, oh. So I just laughed it off, went home, thought about it and thought, oh, maybe it's true. So we started looking at houses. My girlfriend, who's now my wife, then said, oh, there's a nice house in Cheltenham. I said, we can't move to Cheltenham. And she was like, what do you mean? I said, we can't. She said, why? I said, Deeks told me I'll go soft. So just letting you know, Deeks, I still live in Gloucester, mate. So just thanks, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't like giving speeches, so thanks for that anyway.